Stay calm, stay more on. Tamar's on, on.
Welcome to Tamar Talks, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host is ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to me. It's your girl, Ashley Tamar, a.k.a. Tamar. I'm so excited to be on here with Tamar Talks Radio. What about them Eagles, huh? I know some of you guys may be some Patriots fans. I get it. Their record speaks for itself. Tom Brady is just an amazing, amazing, amazing quarterback. I guess we were looking at a different Tom Brady, but hey, guess what? We don't always have a perfect score and a perfect team and a perfect game. I'm so excited for my Eagles. I say my Eagles because I feel like they became a part of all of us just knowing that they were the underdog, and that's encouragement in itself, no matter what your record looks like and no matter if you've never achieved a certain thing. When you keep pushing as a team, as a unit, they really had a purpose. You can tell. You could see it in the way they played that game, and it really shined and showed through. So congratulations to the amazing Philadelphia Eagles. I know the roots were going crazy. I know we all were going crazy. So congratulations to them. So I wanted to give some of my songwriters and aspiring singers some interesting news. If you've been writing some music, well, guess what? Spotify has addressed a long-standing complaint about its service by adding songwriter, producer, and musician credits for tracks on its desktop platform. That's pretty cool, right? Users can right-click on a track and select show credits from the menu of options to view information on performers, songwriters, and producers. I know that's a big deal for a lot of songwriters who've been writing a lot of hits, and, you know, sometimes we don't really think on a day-to-day basis who wrote that song for, you know, Beyonce, or who really wrote that song for Justin Bieber. Well, you finally get to see who those people are. Kind of you can say thank you to Mr. Martin Bandier, chairman and CEO of Sony ATV, the world's largest publisher. Ironically, one of my guest speakers that I'm interviewing today is with a big publishing company. So I'm so excited that this topic kind of correlates with our guest on the Tamar Talks Radio. He is really excited about it because he's one of the people who has, you know, streamed services. He wants to see the artists have their songwriters and their names, you know, get some credit. So congratulations, Spotify, for making that happen. I know I'm excited about it to be able to show that, you know, I too have written songs. So it'll be good to see who else has collaborated with me as well. I don't know if a lot of you know, but on my last album, my second album, I Am the Storm, I collaborated with a lot of new talent. And ironically, I met a lot of them through social media. So don't give up, you guys. That's my encouraging factor today. Do not give up. You just never, never, never know where that opportunity will come from. And know that the songwriters get a lot of money if they have it registered correctly. And so that tags into my guest for today. Please enjoy this segment with my dear friend, Mr. Max Zettler.
All right, you guys, it's Tamar, also known as Ashley Tamar, and I'm so excited to talk to this amazing guy. And ironically, I still haven't met him. It's interesting how you can work with people that are amazing at their craft and they believe in your talent, and then you still never met them. So please welcome to Tamar Talks Radio, Mr. Max Zettler with Missing Link Publishing, and a manager and a writer and a website designer. I mean, he's everything, you guys. Welcome, Mr. Max Zettler, to Tamar Talks Radio.
How's it going, Tamar?
Oh my goodness, Max, I'm so honored that you're on here. We're going to jump right into it. You sent me your bio and I was just like, he's being all shy and coy about who he really is. Max, you gotta tell us, you're a manager. I know you're working with Missing Link Music, but you've also like started an all-encompassing royalty stream tracking and management system. Like, how did you get into publishing and royalties and all that stuff?
Yeah, basically, I mean, just like anybody else, I would say I love music, first of all. So, I mean, I just started with a love of what I do. And then from there, I kind of went to school. I actually, funny enough, went to school to be a doctor, starting out to be a doctor. So didn't work out too well. Just decided to go back to music and fell into music publishing just through, different opportunities. I actually am a tour manager as well for a band called Pusset Dart Band, who's a classic rock band. Used to tour with like bands like Little Feat and Frampton in the 70s and stuff like that. So that's where I got my start. Some of my contacts, my mentor actually was John Callahan, a guy named John Callahan, who basically was the tour manager for Pusset Dart Band, as well as Cyndi Lauper, and now does Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga and that kind of stuff. So he was a great mentor. just a great education and stuff. And then from there, I just basically, I fell into Missing Link just through luck, you know, chance and that kind of thing. And worked in music publishing. It's a small, great company, basically does publishing, administration, sync placements, that kind of stuff in music, and just learned my way through there. And basically came up with a plan of action to basically help artists collect their royalties as well, and just track them as well. So I noticed there was basically a hole there and decided to attack it. And that's where I'm at.
Well, I want you to tell people a little bit more about the actual term music publishing, because a lot of people,
sure,
a lot of teens are always asking me, what is it? And it's amazing how a lot of people just kind of like, oh, that's not important. But it's probably the foundation to artists and streaming,
exactly,
and radio airplay. So can you give us more insight as to what music publishing,
sure,
is?
Sure. I like to describe publishing as basically your gas that you're putting in your car. That's essentially what it is. You definitely need it. You don't think about it often unless you need it. And it's basically just the royalties side of publishing of music, which is just collections of, you know, putting your songs out on the radio or putting them in a performance setting such as, I know you guys are down in Houston, Texas Stadium, you know, you definitely get royalties from that. So it's just a collection of your music royalties. And royalties are basically just money that you should be able to get for your music being used in different settings.
In lieu of your music publishing and doing that on a daily basis, how do you find time to manage Pusset Dart Band? I'm actually loving them already. Like, I need to see them. When are they going to be?
Yeah,
in
we
Texas?
In Texas. I mean, they started out in the Northeast. Sometimes we get down to Texas, California, that kind of stuff. Yeah, they're mostly a weekend band, I would say, at this point. So really, I would say my day job, day to day stuff is the music publishing. And then I kind of take care of stuff, you know, after work hours and just all around the clock. You know, if you want to do something, you got to take the time to do it. A devotion and a love of music, kind of getting your feet wet and getting involved kind of thing.
So have you ever met any of the artists that you guys represent? Now, let's be honest. You may represent the writers and some of the songwriters for some of,
right,
the big acts, but are there any particular artists that you guys represent that you've met and maybe, you know, had an interesting encounter?
Sure. Yeah. So actually we just, one of our clients, her name is Kenesha Owens. She actually wrote the Ed Sheeran's Don't, was a part of that song, that hit that came out recently. She's an amazing singer, unbelievable singer. I saw her at, in New Jersey. We're over here in New York. Saw her in New Jersey, and she was singing for a classic rock act named Boz Scaggs, who is another great artist. She, you know, met us backstage and it was just wonderful. And, you know, she was just so appreciative that, you know, we could help her out with royalties and everything while she has to take care of her creative side on the road and that kind of thing. So it's really just a great beneficial service that we have and just helps out artists. And yeah, and it was actually kind of funny. She hit a great note during one of the sets or whatever. And I actually screamed out an obscenity in the crowd because it was so beautiful. And it was just an accident, total accident. And, you know, she was just that amazing. So it was a great experience.
What can you give? I actually got to Google her now. So you're adding to my roster of artists to know. I love that. I love when people talk about,
cool,
other artists and, you know, it makes me do my research. What is some criteria that you look? Because you guys sought me out years and years ago and I love,
right,
my Missing Link family. What is some criteria that you give to young aspiring songwriters who are always trying to shove music on social media to other people? What can you say to today's generation to getting their music out there?
To getting your music out there, I'd say definitely, you know, a lot of the younger generation, myself included, we have a good grasp of the social media, obviously. I would say better than the older crowd. So use that to your advantage. If someone older than you needs some help or, you know, are looking to get some experience for yourself, definitely help them out as well, because that will get you some great experience for yourself in your own career. It's part of the going with the territory of, you know, all the streaming and everything. It's very much like the Wild West out there. But at the same time, it gives you great opportunities, you know, kind of to craft something of value that'll give yourself, you know, a place in the music industry and, you know, within all that noise of kind of people shoving music in your face. So definitely just kind of seek out what you're good at, I would say, and, you know, have the audacity and just the educational background to create your own opportunities, not just kind of look for opportunities, but definitely have the drive to do that as well.
What colleges or universities or trade schools would you recommend for young, you know, aspiring musicians to attend for maybe publishing or music business degree?
Sure. For music business, there's some great schools out there. Obviously, Berklee in the Northeast is a great music school. Many, you know, famous musicians have come out of there, but also famous business people. Hartford, Connecticut has a great school. I'm not too sure about the ones down south, but I'm sure there are plenty down there as well. But any of the technical schools as well are just as good. You know, you're going to get a great education, and it's really about the education you're getting as opposed to, you know, an all-round education. You're looking to do something, so it's going to work for you. So I'm sure there's great schools out there, and I definitely encourage anybody to, you know, go that path if that's what they're thinking.
Whew. Okay, well, you guys heard it first from Mr. Mac Zettler himself. Before I let you go, you got to tell me, who are you playing today? Besides Tamar Davis, who are you like?
Besides Tamar Davis.
Who are you listening to today? Like, what artists are you playing?
Some great bands. I'm very into slide guitar these days. I love Tedeschi Trucks Band. He's a great guitarist. Played with the Allman Brothers. Great young guitarist. Some other people I'm listening to are some funk bands called Wolfpack, Turquoise. There's some great stuff out there these days. Especially if you don't hear about it, go search it out in the live music, you know, sector and your wherever you are for sure. You'll find some good stuff out there.
Aw, Max, thank you so much. You're the second person who brought up Wolfpack.
Really?
Yeah,
it's Wolfpack, like, right? It's a Wolfpack, but German, so Wolfpack.
Oh, and now I never knew that. No wonder yep. I couldn't Google them before. My a drummer by the name of Lockhart Johnson. I don't know. He played with I knew for years. He's actually my cousin through my husband.
No way.
Yeah, and we've never met. So that's just crazy. He brought up the exact same band. So, well, thank
excellent
you
band.
So much for joining.
Absolutely. Anytime. And for anybody out there who is, you know, just looking to get in the industry, you know, follow your heart, do what you love, and there'll be a place for you for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Max, for the nuggets that you dropped. I know I can't wait to meet you. I hope to see you.
Absolutely.
I'll be in Boston with a night with Janis Joplin, so you got to come through. I'll get you.
Oh, maybe I will. Absolutely.
Well, you guys heard it here first from Mr. Max Zettler himself. If you want to follow him at Z Town Music, Z as in zebra, TOWNMUSIC. I am so excited to keep bringing you guys these informative interviews. I hope they are blessing you. I know they are blessing me. There's so much more to delve into. This is just part one of music publishing. There's so many more things to talk about, like licensing. How do you get your song placed in film? I know it sounds as complicated as can be, and trust me, sometimes it can be very frustrating. But with people like Mac Zettler, who's always looking for talent, the biggest thing that I tell a lot of young talent is to keep using your gift. I know it is a cliche, you never know who's in the audience, but the reality is you really don't know who's ever in the audience. And Max is always looking for talent. So trust me, he, along with other music administrators and publishers, they are looking for you. So keep using your gift. It's your girl, Ashley Tamar. Thank you so much for listening to Tamar Talks Radio. Guess what? He saw a need. He created the answer. You see a need, create the answer. Don't try to force it. Don't try to ask too many people what their opinions are. Just follow your heart, follow your spirit, pray about it. That's what I do. Trust me. And I feel like the clarity and the insight and the information will be given if you just really stay true to your passion and never give up. I hope you guys, if you are in Houston, Texas, I am launching my third initiative with edutainment, education, and entertainment, everything dealing with STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Guess what? We all can't be a singer. We all can't be on stage. We all can't be an athlete on the field, but there are those who are behind the scenes who are just as important. And that is what this symposium is all about. I'm so honored for this symposium because we've actually partnered with Harris County Department of Education. Houston Community College has over 15 campuses in the city of Houston. And we've also partnered with Burritos. They're giving us the food. We're having a whole Teen Iron Chef competition. We have a whole Jeopardy game. We have a Married to Manners etiquette, mental health in the classroom. I mean, we have exhibitors from new companies to big companies. I'm just so excited. So if you're a teenager, junior or senior in high school, please register. It's on all my social media handles at the Tamar Davis, or you can go to www.tamardavis.com. All right, you guys, Max gave some insight into Wolfpack. My cousin-in-law, Gino Lockhart, also brought them up. So I thought, you know what? Let's start with some new music from Wolfpack, V-U-L-F.
P-E-C-K. This song, y'all, I started playing it. I could not stop playing it. It is jamming. So I hope you guys are enjoying it on this day. This song is called Dean Town from the group Wolfpack. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Playing for you got one at a time. Better.